I was reading the, maybe Carrie, you know a little bit more about it since you go through all the news. Neil Diamond selling his music catalog. What is the story with that?
He's the next big artist. Yeah, he sold his music catalog, his publishing rights, all that to Universal Music Group. They won't say how much, but I'm sure he made a pretty penny.
Oh, my gosh.
So now they can do what they want.
They can do what they want. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. Bruce Springsteen was the last one we had talked about. He sold his whole catalog.
Yep.
And a lot of these artists are just saying, okay, I'm going to cash out. Here's my body of work. And then they get upset when it's used in commercials and things because that's the thing.
That's the thing is, like, once you sell it, it's not yours anymore. And they can do anything they want with it.
You guys remember when Paul McCartney was mad because Nike was using Revolution?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Beatles sold their catalog and Michael Jackson bought it. And Michael Jackson, owning it, wanted to get his money back. Mm-hmm. So he started licensing. Oh, look at this. It's already happened with Neil Diamond.
What?
Stop it. What is it?
The ink's not even dry on the contract.
Sometimes you want to dress things up a little because you don't want to be
forever in blue jeans, babe.
Old Navy cargo pants.
It's time to bring them back
so your legs aren't
forever in blue jeans, babe.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.